on the possibility for measuring the Hubble constant from optical to near variability time delay in AGNs, by Viktor Oknyansky. The optical to near infrared variability time delay have already been reported for a small number, about 7, of AGNs and has been firmly established only for 5 of them. The time delay is probably increasing with the IR wavelengths. The most naturally this time delay can be interpreted by the model where IR emission is attributed to circumnuclear dust heated by the nuclear radiation. In given model, a suggestion on narrowness of the near-infrared near emission region is quite natural, as far as the dust can be not saved on distances from the nucleus closer than some critical value, on which it is reached the sublimation temperature for graphite particles, Barvainis, 1987. For NGC 4151 case it has been shown that the near region has a form of thin ring or torus. The radius of this ring correlates with level of the nucleus activity, Oknyansky et al., 1999. This dependency of radius of the near emission region from luminosity reveals itself as under object variability, as in the case of NGC 4151, and also when objects with high and low luminosity are considered. We assume that the observed time delays allow us to derive a redshift-independent luminosity distances to AGNs and estimate a Hubble constant. Some problems of using this strategy for the Hubble constant determination are discussed. This was on the possibility for measuring the Hubble constant from optical to near variability time delay in AGNs, by Viktor Oknyansky.